Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So you watched the Yankees last night, and again, you're reminded, like, I don't get the overreaction to the Yankees winning those five games in a row going into the trade deadline, you know, winning that final game, or the final two games against Boston, and then sweeping away the Phillies. It was like all the 7 weeks of bad baseball was a race because the Yankees won five straight, and they acquired Jazz Chisholm, and away we go with the Yankees. But yet, since then, they've been an average team. Okay, maybe they're better than the worst team or second worst team in baseball over the 7 week stretch, but they've leveled off to where they're a little bit, you know, around a 500 team for the last 20 games or so against teams that aren't very good. Now, last night, Cleveland Guardians are one of the better teams, and they come in and they end up beating the Yankees in a game where, all right, you know, the Guardians aren't that great either, but the Yankees were so sloppy throughout the course of the game, and then using every reliever, not hitting with runners in scoring position all night long, and eventually getting beaten by the Guardians, where in extra innings, it feels like the home team should win with the new rules, with the guy at place on second base. Feels like the home team should be winning almost every time, if not the majority of the time. But the best thing you could say about the Yankees is that as a team, not individual, as a team, because obviously you could look at Judge and Soto and those guys are all world. And even in a game last night where those two hit home runs, they still find a way to lose a game. But the best thing that you could say about the Yankees is that, well, nobody else is that good either. And that's something that we've heard throughout the course of the season. Well, look at the Orioles. Are the Orioles that good? No. Oh, look at Cleveland. Oh, do you trust anybody in the AL Central? Oh, look at the West. Who in the West is going to beat the Yankees? And that's not good enough for the New York Yankees. It really shouldn't be a good enough excuse for anybody. Well, they're not good either. Well, he did it too. Well, she did it too. No, that's not good enough. Focus on what you do and what the Yankees are as a team. And Yankee fans can pretend all they want. The Yankees themselves can pretend all they want. Whether it's Cashman, whether it's Boone, Hal, whoever. The reality is, nothing about watching this Yankees team as a team, because obviously you have to leave Judge and Soto out, who, yes, when you look at those two, they're the top of the sport. Those two would say, yeah, we could win a World Series, just those two guys alone. But you've seen, even with those two guys alone who've been healthy, producing at the highest of levels, nothing else about this team as a team screams to you that they can be the best team in Major League Baseball. Other than, oh yeah, well, who is? Look at the Phillies. They aren't that good, or the Dodgers. But that's not good enough. The Yankees should be better than everybody else. And no matter what, going into the postseason this year, and we know the Yankees are going to be going into the postseason, the feel is not going to be, okay, the Yankees are going to win the World Series, or at least this is a team that should win the World Series. Now let's see if they live up to those lofty expectations. And that has happened before, and the Yankees have fallen short before, obviously every year since 2009. Not that every year going in you felt like the Yankees were going to win the World Series, but a lot of the time, maybe you feel like, certainly for me, after 2017, it felt like, okay, yeah, this is going to be the Yankees' year. 2018, 2019, okay, 2020, all right, this is going to be their year. And really since 2021, it's been a little bit different where they failed in the regular season in 2021. We've gone over the history. Don't need to go into that. But for the Yankees to get to that next level, the way that we followed this team and respected this team and believed in this team, whether it was back in the 90s or 2009, whatever it may be, or the early 2000s, where they were in the World Series every year, even though they weren't winning, you know, 2001, 2003, whatever. They need to be better than everybody else. The results may vary. Like, if the Yankees are better than everybody else definitively in the regular season going into the playoffs and they get beat, okay, that's unfortunate. Obviously, you don't want that to be the case. But that is a different level to be the best in the regular season than going to the playoffs as favorites and either fail, succeed, whatever. Right now, they're not that. Right now, they're one of a bunch of teams that are going to be playoff teams that have a chance of winning a World Series. And that's not good enough. That's not good enough for the Yankees or for the New York Yankees standards that they set themselves. That's the big issue. And I feel like the Yankees don't even acknowledge that. Brian Cashman, when he was on with BT and I a couple weeks back, basically said the same thing, like, hey, well, we'll see. Yeah, we put our piece in place. I'll say that we've done as much as anybody else, or we'll take our chance in the postseason. Yeah, okay, you're on par with all the other playoff teams. If the Yankees were really that good, they would have been pulling away from the Orioles, just the same way we could look at the Orioles and say, well, if they were really that good, they'd be pulling away from the Yankees. Neither team is. Cleveland's good, okay, but how good are they? The Astros they were awful to start the year. They've righted the ship, and now they're still a threat because, they're the Astros, and they always win in the postseason. They've staved off the Mariners in the ALS. Like, maybe the Astros, you look at them being more legit than anybody else because of the pedigree that they have. But the Yankees aren't at that top level. And especially with Soto and Judge, especially in a year where you go trade for Juan Soto, you should be at that top level. And night in, night out, especially after the very early part of the season, I don't care what their record says. Well, Yankees have the most wins in baseball. We went over that earlier in the week where, no team in baseball is on pace for 100 wins. Hasn't happened since 2014. So, the Yankees are one of a bunch of teams that can win the World Series just because the odds are you're in the postseason, you have a chance. Technically, if you're in the postseason, you have a chance to win a World Series. Not because they're built to be a World Series team. Big difference. And that's the problem. And if you watch this team, whether it's the lackadaisical defense at times, the boneheaded mistakes that they make, the base running. I mean, Trent Grisham is in the game as a pinch runner. And you want to blame Luis Rojas? I mean, I don't know. They showed the replay where it could have looked like a stop sign. I think Grisham just slowed down on his own, assuming that he wasn't going to be given the green light, assuming that he wasn't going to be waved home by Rojas. Point is, you're Grisham. You're in that game for that specific reason. And he didn't do the job. Whether it's watching LeMahieu night and night. I mean, why are the New York Yankees continuing to roll LeMahieu out there? And I don't want to hear Jazz being hurt as an excuse. Not enough. And the same people that were ripping, and I'm talking to BT too, he's not here, but same people like BT that were ripping this Yankee team for that 7-week stretch where they didn't do enough, they weren't good enough, need major changes to the trade deadline. They got sucked in after 5 games against the Red Sox and Phillies and the addition of Jazz. And they thought that that was it. Add Jazz Chisholm and the 5-game winning streak, Yankees are back. Wrong. They weren't back. They're not back. They never were. They're playing better than the second worst team in baseball after that 7-week stretch, but they're still not any good. They're one of a bunch of okay teams that are going to be in the playoffs. They're held to a higher standard. With a lineup with Soto and Judge, why can't the Yankees drive in runs with runners in scoring position? Why is it so difficult?
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It shouldn't be that hard. And if not for the emergence of Austin Wells, who maybe hit into some bad luck last night, the Yankees would be even worse off than what they are right now. And yet Boone and Cashman continue to, and Boone's more specifically, I mean, Cashman again yesterday, with you talking to the Post about Volpe. We went over the Boone stuff with John Boy, about Volpe. Even that is symbolic of what this Yankee franchise, and I thought John Boy nailed it with a tweet yesterday, he's as smart as they come and as a big and knowledgeable Yankee fan as there is. And he twists the Yankees into pretzels because he's got answers and they don't. They just keep deflecting and defending without any legit merit behind it. But this has been a pattern for the Yankees for years, where they say one thing, they do one thing, and they believe in one thing, and then all of a sudden they change. Whether it is, we used the example yesterday, where, you know, they shoved IKF down our throat, or go back before that with Gleyber Torres as a shortstop before eventually saying, you know what, he's not a shortstop, he's a second baseman. Oh, okay, well, I wonder where you could have heard that before. Or with IKF. IKF cannot be a shortstop on a winning team. And the Yankees then eventually, oh, no, Boone with the metrics. Oh, no, look at the metrics defensively. And then they finally get him off of there as they go into the playoffs. And now the defending of Volpe, and this is a different story, and I'm not sure where it came from with sending Volpe to the minor leagues or that type of talk, because I would never say that, but let's not pretend that Anthony, like Boone and Cashman talk about Volpe as if he's a superstar. That's what the expectation was of Volpe. And nobody wants to hear, well, he's a 23-year-old kid. Yeah, well, he's in the big leagues. And when you're in the big leagues, that's the time to produce, not learn on the job. Volpe has clearly been learning on the job these first 2 years. And you can talk about his numbers being incrementally better. In most cases, the power numbers are down. Oh, yeah, but he's a great defensive player. Yeah, that's terrific. And that's great. He's a great defensive player. That's nice. But that's not the expectation. He was a number one pick, a top pick for this team. He was supposed to be a star in the game. He's not a star right now. Now, I still believe in Volpe, but at some point, he's got to be that. And I really do think his inconsistency is part of the Yankees' problems. And they overlooked that. Boone, defiantly, he's a winning player. Okay, Aaron, sure, he's a winning player. Now do Gleyber. Is Gleyber a winning player? Because Boone and Cashman will defend Gleyber Torres. As they continue to run him out there at second base. And when Gleyber does stupid things, bonehead things that cost you games, which has happened since he's been here, what does Boone say? He defends him. Well, or just a, you know, one pop-up, or oh, just this play. You know, that's how Gleyber is. But you look at the analytics and you look at the statistics. It's the same thing with multiple players for multiple years. They just don't get it. And if you watch this Yankee team night in, night out, you know this team ain't it. It doesn't mean definitively they can't go on a run in the postseason, but I can say definitively they're not likely to go on that run based on what we've watched here for now the better part of 10 weeks. Like you could say in the beginning of the year, the Yankees look like a team that couldn't be beat, and you would be right. But that has fallen off. Verdugo has done nothing. Volpe's been inconsistent. LeMahieu was washed up. Stanton, not having his presence felt all the return of Giancarlo. Gleyber, nothing. It's Judge and Soto, and now a little bit of Austin Wells. Oh, Ben Rice had a moment. Now what? Not to mention the pitching with the bullpen. Do you trust Clay Holmes? No, who does at this point? I mean, they have some arms, sure, but I mean, their bullpen's not. What is this Yankees' strength? We know Soto and Judge. Yes, that's not enough. That has been proven. What is the identity? What is the strength of this New York Yankee team? Because right now, to me, there's more weaknesses than strengths. And I asked Cashman directly, what's your biggest weakness? He said he doesn't think they have any. So now you tell me, are the Yankees being honest with themselves? We see it. Do the Yankees actually see it? And that may be the biggest problem of all.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.